AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily, where our job is to keep you up to speed on what's happening in the global automotive industry. Wow, Mexico is booming when it comes to manufacturing cars, so it should be no surprise the country is set to overtake Japan in exports to the USA. A study from IHS Automotive estimates that Mexico will export about 1.7 million cars to the U.S. this year, about 200,000 more than Japan. And by next year, Mexico is expected to pass Canada as the top exporter to the U.S. Reports out of China say that Changan Ford is going to start manufacturing the Taurus in the country. In addition to the 3.5-liter V6 and the 2-liter turbo currently available in the Taurus, it will reportedly get a 2.5-liter turbo just for the Chinese market. The base price of the car supposedly will start at $50,000. That's almost twice as much as it costs in the U.S. Ford's been on a roll in China, growing faster than most of the other established manufacturers. Speaking of China, it just passed another milestone. The latest figures show there are now 250 million motor vehicles running around on the roads in the country. That's about the same as there are in the United States. 10 years ago, there were only 24 million passenger cars registered in the country. Today, there are 137 million, with the rest being commercial trucks and buses. We think in 10 years' time, China could double the amount of cars that are in the country. Cars, trucks, and buses. Worldwide, Volkswagen's Golf is offered in gas, diesel, CNG, and electric versions. And now the company is set to show off a plug-in hybrid option called the GTE. The car uses a 1.4-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine paired to an electric motor that's powered by an 8.8-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery pack. It can be driven 31 miles and hit speeds of up to 81 miles an hour solely on electric power. Not much is changed in the way of styling. It does feature wheel sizes from 16 to 18 inches and comes standard with a 6.5-inch touchscreen. Look for the Golf GTE to make its debut at the Geneva Motor Show. And speaking of Geneva, Audi teased some sketches of the new TT. This will be the third generation of the sports car, and from the pictures, it keeps the overall styling of the models that came before it. But the front grille and headlights take on the look of the Sport Quattro concept the German automaker has been showing off lately. Not many other details were released, but we will make sure you get them as soon as we learn about them. Coming up next, a look at how OnStar plans to evolve in the future.
Proven on the track and on roads around the world, BorgWarner turbochargers improve fuel economy and reduce emissions without sacrificing performance. BorgWarner, official turbocharger supplier to the iZot IndyCar Series.
On AutoLine this week, the topic is all about OnStar, GM's telecommunications network. In the following clip, Terry Inch, the chief operating officer at OnStar, explains how the service will evolve over the next few years.
The embedded piece of the vehicle right now that we have, the hardware, speaks to our back office and connects to our carrier. The next step of this is you're actually through your head unit or through your center stack, you're going to be able to bring your digital life into that vehicle, because we're going to have the capability for the navigation unit or the head unit to actually talk to or interact through a wireless hotspot and talk to our OnStar unit inside the vehicle. So we're going to be able to bring you those things to life that you have on your iPad or your pad and your digital device, which is really going to accelerate some of the things that you can do in the vehicle, in addition to navigation, in addition to hand-free calling, in addition to what the connection can do right now.
Music and whatnot.
Exactly, because in addition to making sure that the hardware in the vehicle and the consumer and the electronics pieces in the vehicle can speak to each other. We're also building an app framework, which we have already started to invite developers in, giving them software development kits so they can develop vehicle-centric apps that meet our requirements for safety and security and distracted driving, but bring additional value to customers. We announced some of that at CES last year when we announced the app framework that we were building and the partnership that we were going to have with AT&T in the 4G LTE world. So there's that technology piece that is going to take us further into the integration of digital lifestyle that you have outside of the vehicle will be into the vehicle.
Also joining me for that show are Matt Rausch from CBS Radio Detroit and Mike Wayland from MLive.com. And, of course, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website at autoline.tv. But that's a wrap for today's show. Thanks for watching. Now go out and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.